gentlemen, I'm very delighted to be here today representing the European Investment Bank. First and foremost, I would like to extend my congratulations to the organizers of this outstanding initiative, which annually provides Greece with the opportunity to showcase its growth and its potential to the markets. So I will try briefly to describe how the European Investment Bank Group supports and accelerates investments in Greece, but also what new products we are going to develop in order to improve the competitiveness of the country. Let me begin by saying that every year we sign funding agreements with Greek counterparts in the private and the public sector, exceeding 2 billion euros annually, which is ranks Greece amongst the highest beneficiaries within the European Union. These investments are further enhanced by other EU financial instruments, such as the guarantee under the InvestEU that we are managing, and the Recovery and Resilience Funds that also part of it is under our facilitation, thus amplifying their positive impact in the Greek economy. Certainly, all the projects we finance fall under the 8 strategic priorities of the European Investment Bank, and mainly under the energy transition angle, a priority set high in the agenda of both the European Investment Bank and the Greek government. At the same time, we are attracting private investments, creating a multiplying effect. A great example of this is our collaboration with the Hellenic Development Bank for Investments through our subsidiary, the European Investment Fund, which bolsters the equity startup ecosystem in Greece. Ladies and gentlemen, the European Investment Bank's effort in Greece is directed towards vital areas that foster resilience and sustainable growth. For that reason, we are working towards a 360 degrees approach when it comes to the private sector, that is providing innovative financial tool for companies that cannot have access to traditional funding, with a variety of products from the European Investment Funds to guarantees, lending, technical assistance and grants. In addition, we provide substantial technical assistance, as I said before, to companies to improve their capacity building and finally have access to the banking sector. All the above, in a most of the times, are blended with grants from the European Commission, also from Brussels, but national as well, and therefore the multiplier effect is much bigger. In Greece, there has been a tremendous increase in foreign direct investments in the last years. However, in order to sustain competitiveness and economic momentum, it requires a new wave of transformative investments. These investments should prioritize promoting innovation, improving energy efficiency, and moving towards a net zero emission economy. But at the same time, we should provide the proper financing to support the small and medium enterprises, which are a vital part of the Greek economy. Ladies and gentlemen, the European Investment Bank will continue to stand by Greece, providing not only financial resources, but also technical expertise and strategic partnerships. Together, we aim to build a future that is fair, sustainable, and resilient for all Greek citizens. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mr. Tsakiri. Your speech has indeed set the tone for our panel and emphasized EIB's crucial role in Greece's efforts to achieve convergence with other more advanced EU economies in every sector. Ladies and gentlemen, Greece finds itself in particularly favorable circumstances. A massive investment program and funding by the RRF and EU structural funds, combined with significant revenue increases due to measures against tax evasion, are closing the country's investment gap at a faster pace than expected and reducing the fiscal burden on Greek citizens. The Greek government has announced a colossal public investment program exceeding 42 billion euros by the end of 2026 as part of the 2025 budget. This includes funding from the RRF and EU structural funds, supplemented by domestic state financing. It is intended that these funds be allocated for projects across all sectors of the economy, including construction, infrastructure, energy, health, education, and digital development in key areas. As a result, private investment is expected to increase by 6.7% in 2024 and 8.4% in 2025, up from 6.6% in 2023. These key figures underpin the recently announced plan of the Greek government to transform the production model in the country through a more than 8.5 billion euro economic stimulus package aimed at boosting investment and creating new jobs throughout Greece, especially in less developed regions. Within this context of within the context of these exciting developments, we are honored to have with us distinguished representatives from the institutions tasked with steering Greece's investment programs. Mr. Marinos Giannopoulos is the CEO of Enterprise Greece, the country's ambassador and one-stop shop for foreign investors. Welcome. Mr. Orestes Kavalakis is the governor of the Recovery and Resilience Facility Coordination Agency, the lead national body tasked with the overall coordination and monitoring of the National Recovery and Resilience Plan. And Mr. Digon Liberopoulou is the CEO of the Hellenic Development Bank of Investments, the sovereign fund of funds of Greece, which is steadily working towards the enlargement of the equity ecosystem in Greece by participating in venture capital and private equity funds. I turn now the floor to Mr. Giannopoulos. Marino, what makes Greece a unique proposition in the global investment landscape, and how does Enterprise Greece ensure these strengths and effectively communicate it to investors?
Thank you, Nico. Thanks to Mr. Nico and Olga Bornozzi for inviting us, having the 26th annual Capital Link and putting together amazing panels and like the one here today. First of all, Greece has undergone extensive reforms, has created a pro-business environment, and have regained the investment-grade status in 2023. You have already heard before from the second panels all the achievements that have been going on. We're talking achievements about fiscal consolidation, public debt reduction, consistent GDP growth that has enhanced Greece's credibility. Of course, we're talking about the strategic location in Greece. We're talking about crossroads of the Europe, Asia, Africa. And we serve as a natural gateway for trade, logistics, energy that make Greece a critical hub in the global value chains. Of course, Greece is a member of the European Union and NATO and offers a stable political environment that reinforces investors' confidence, something that the investor really needs to see to be able to come and invest anywhere, for that matter. Greece boasts a highly educated labor force, particularly in sectors like technology, engineering, and contributes, like in a way, its emerging status as an innovation hub. There are opportunities in renewable energy, ICT, tourism, real estate, agriculture, and logistics that make sure that we have a robust sectoral diversity for all kinds of investors. Now, going to what we asked before, Greece offers a comprehensive package of incentives that include tax breaks, grants, subsidies, underlaws, and promoting investments in key sectors. We have with us Mr. Kavalakis and Mr. Alberopoulou, which they're going to talk about specifically about the RRF and the tools that can help in finance using those incentives. We have under Enterprise Greece the fast track regime, where it's a fast track mechanism to streamline procedures for strategic investments that ensure efficiency and clarity for all investors. Greece 2.0, which Orestes will talk about before, prioritizes the sustainability and digital transformation. I think the minister himself spoke about 36.2 billion of available funds. Exports have surged by 36%, reaching 55 billion, that reinforces Greece's integration in global markets. Now, not to take much of your time and to answer the second part of your question, what does Enterprise Greece do promoting and communicating all of that? First of all, we utilize targeted campaigns, high-profile events like the one here today, collaborations with international partners, and to actually inform about the position of Greece as a top investment destination.
And in such connection, if I may, what feedback do you receive from international investors about doing business in Greece? And how is Enterprise Greece addressing any challenges raised?
I think we should hear from the investors themselves. I believe we have a video we can quickly show for that.
I'm Paul Gomopoulos.
My name is Marcos Veremis.
Kalimera, I'm Aristoteles Kadavas.
I'm Apostolos Kakos.
I am Theodore Trifon.
I am Dimitris Demos.
I'm Michael Perihakis.
I'm Joseph Saman.
My name is Alexandros Katsopoulos.
My name is Kostis Rokas.
I think 2022 is going to be a landmark year for the tech ecosystem in Greece.
We are creating data gravity in the country.
The returns we see in Greece are twice what we see the rest of Europe.
We really believe in Greece.
Because we have seen a huge transformation in the country.
Shall we continue?
Basically, we like to talk with success stories. We've been having amazing success stories in Greece, major players that have been investing in Greece, and I think it's just a part of what has been going on. And of course, I don't want to take more of your time, but just to give you an idea of what's going on. I mean, all the surveys have been showing strong investor confidence, and Greece has been ranked as the world's fastest improving investment destination for 24 to 28. Now, of course, there are challenges ahead and there are challenges raised, and feedbacks that we have received highlighted issues such as the bureaucracy, a complex regulatory framework, and permitting delays in areas that definitely need improvement. Of course, it's something that the government recognizes. There are measures being taken place, and that's why there are tools and organizations like mine to be able to help streamline those investments. The Greek government has introduced the tax reductions, starting to streamline procedures even more. And in Enterprise Greece, we do offer personalized investment services, including site selection, business matchmaking, and then ongoing support throughout the investment process. Enterprise Greece works closely with the government agencies. We work closely with Erdogan and, of course, Mr. Kavalakis and the Recovery Resilience Fund to be able to resolve any investors' concerns and improve the overall business environment.
Can we for a moment discuss about regional development and what Enterprise Greece can do?
Of course. Enterprise Greece actively promotes investment opportunities across all regions of and all sectors of the country. Investments like in renewable energy, tourism, agriculture, and logistics are prioritized to leverage the unique advantages of the various regions. We place significant focus on upgrading and promoting the regional infrastructure so that for the accessibility to be enhanced. And what we plan to do as the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Enterprise Greece, we plan to establish regional offices of extroversion that aim to provide localized support and connect businesses with the national markets and offer tailored assistance for investment projects, because the region themselves are the ambassadors that they need to promote, and they know better what they have in all the investment projects.
Thank you very much. Turning now to Mr. Kavalakis, Oresti, when do the RRF financed programs end, and how important has their contribution been until now?
Thank you very much. Good morning from my side. Thank you, Mr. Bornozzi, for the invitation. It's absolutely an honor and a pleasure to be here again. First of all, I would like to start by saying a couple of words about the Recovery and Resilience Facility, what it is, what is the importance of it, and what is the state of play right now, and what does it do for future investments and future investments in Greece. First of all, the Recovery and Resilience Facility is a groundbreaking financial instrument launched by the European Union as an answer in response actually to the challenges posed by COVID-19 pandemic. It has many, many distinctive characteristics. For us, it's a major instrument. It's close to 36 billion euros, and it's equivalent of 16.3% of GDP, of 2023 GDP in Greece. It's a performance-based instrument, which means that we have proposed a plan in the European Commission, a plan that has reforms and projects, and this plan has been accepted. It was the first plan to be accepted by the European Commission, and now we have until August 2026 to make sure that this plan will be fully implemented. So the 36 billion is actually two big pillars. The first one is 18 billion, which is grants, and we have an 80 billion of a loan facility. Actually, it's low interest loans that I will specify later. So, until now, we have received more than 50% of the 36 billion. Actually, October 24 is 18.2 billion. And we have a total 30% achievement in milestone targets. What is very important to say is that we have almost 380 milestones. We have 9 payment requests. So every year we have 2 payment requests for grants and loans that we have to achieve certain milestones and targets in order to get the money from the European Union. So what is very, very important is that this is a performance-based instrument. Is a performance-based instrument and includes both investments and reforms. It combines grants and low-interest loans.
Would you say that the programs have covered a sufficiently wide field of activities?
Yes. Right now, let me just say that we have 115 projects in a green transition, which is a total budget of 7.7 billion euros. We have digital transformation on 76 projects. Actually, there is a small digital revolution in Greece with all the almost 3 billion euros in digitalizing the all the government sectors to enhance competitiveness. And we have also employment, skills, social cohesion, 5.6 billion, and we have private investments for 6.1 billion. Of course, the Repower chapter was 800 million, which was the chapter included in the last revision of the plan.
And moving on to the next question, what impact have investments and reforms financed through the RRF finance programs had on the Greek economy?
Okay. So, we have it's very good when other people say about your progress. So, for instance, we have the European Commission's 2024 report that highlights that Greece has a very strong implementation performance for the RRP. We have Bank of Greece report that estimates GDP increase by 7% by 2026 due to RRF. Moody's estimates that the RRF will boost Greece's potential growth by 0.7 percentage points annually through 2030. And the European Commission has predicted a 5% rise in private investments by 2025 and potentially adding 0.8% to GDP growth compared to a scenario without the program. So I think it's a very, very significant effect of the RRF in the Greek growth and Greek economy.
Thank you very much. And Adigoni, what are the main areas of support offered by the bank, in particular for startup ecosystems and for green and digital investments?
So, good morning. I'm really delighted to be here today and share with you the achievements, as the Mr. Bornozis mentioned earlier, achievements and opportunities. So, Just a few words on HDBI and what is offering to the Greek ecosystem, and especially the startups and the green and the digital transformation of the country. We operate as the sovereign fund of funds. We have under management 2.1 billion euros. 100 million come from the RRF, and this is a great point to say that we had a great collaboration with the management authority of the RRF, and Mr. Kavalakis. We are the first country and the first institution to introduce the equity instruments by using RRF resources. And we have mandated, we have designed two programs from these RRF funds, the Innovate Now and Q Equity platform. So what we do is we manage these public and European funds in order to invest in venture capital and private equity funds. And we strongly believe that in this dynamic financial landscape, we need to be resilient and flexible and introduce new strategic and sustainable business models. To this end, HDBI acts as a catalyst for the innovation in the startup ecosystem and ensures that the startups have access to capital and resources whenever they need them in order to develop cutting-edge products and services. At the same time, HDBI contributes to building a more resilient ecosystem, an economy that by fostering business culture that encourages creativity, risk-taking, and commercialization of the new technologies. I mean, this is imperative. And our key role is also to address societal and environmental challenges, aligning our philosophy with the global sustainable development goals. We also focus on the sectors, the renewable energy, as I mentioned earlier, the sustainable agriculture, which must be in the new trend, and Greek technologies. So, HDBI ensures that Greece can transition towards a more sustainable, inclusive economic model. What we also do is that we focus on building a great and long-lasting cooperation. This is also an evidence of the synthesis of today's panel. The RRF authorities and Mr. Kavalakis provides the funding and the infrastructure. Mr. Yiannopoulos does a great and excellent job in promoting what is there, and our role is to execute. And by today, I think it is evident that there is a vibrant VC private equity ecosystem. HDBI today has invested in 32 new funds that mainly target Greece. And what is also very encouraging, it is, although the mid part of this market is quite well developed, now we see the need for development in the edges, the technology and very early stage investments in seed financing and technology transfer, and the bigger, the larger growth funds and infrastructure funds that is currently under development in Greece.
And could you share some of the bank's success stories, please?
Oh, yes, I have plenty. And it's not only numbers. The numbers I mentioned, we have invested more than 800, committed to invest more than 800 million, and there's plenty of money available. So the first goal is that money is available. We have solved a major issue that harnessed Greece the previous year, so there is availability of capital. This is evident, and actually this message has passed also to this side of the Atlantic, and we see interest from international investors. We see interest from fund managers that want to land in Greece, and also founders that want to create companies also in Greece. They have traveled. Apart from that, I would like also to say that we have gained the sovereign interest, and we have managed to attract funds from Middle East, and more specifically from the United Arab Emirates. We have a co-investment agreement in place with Mubadala, that Mubadala has already invested in three of our funds, and soon to invest in more. I think we have managed to bridge the diaspora, as I said earlier. So we receive the interest from fund managers and founders and foreign capital. We have managed to help creating an ecosystem that is not only vibrant but also inclusive. We have seen the increase in the female also participation in the investee companies and the fund management teams. And also, if I would like to recall a few successes that have been made by HDBI's external funds, to give you an example and perhaps a piece of encouragement for focusing again on the traditional sectors that need to be blended by the new culture and the new technologies. Two of our first investments, like 15 and 20 years ago, acting then as Daneo, is Mastiha and Krokos Kozanis. And I need to mention these examples because by the introduction and investment of an institutional investor like a VC fund operating then, these two agro products that were in the form of the, association of the yeah. farmers, let's say, they have yeah. become multinational companies, and I'm very proud of that, and there are soon we'll have more.
Great. And what has been the response of the business world to the opportunities and support offered by the bank?
Here I can provide the number. We have received more than 160 applications for funds that wanted HDBI to be also an investor, and this proves that there is an interest. The nice thing is that we see an interest in all the sectors and all the stages of development of the companies. So there is no concentration in one particular part, and as the market evolves, we see a differentiation in their interest and the investors' appetite. Of course, what matters, and we have to underline that, is that the macro figures and the growth in the macro figures is essential. Also, we need to highlight the growth of in the micro level. I mean, the Greek companies have yet to give, mm-hmm. so this is also imperative. We are open, our invitations are open to the fund managers, and whenever there is a good opportunity for a funding scheme, we need to be there, available, resilient, and as we need. We participate in this scale-up initiative because Europe has understood that there is a gap in the scaling up financing. So we all participate, NHDBI and Greece, in this scale-up initiative in order to invest more heavily in the scale-ups in our continent in order to maintain the technological sovereignty there, and we also participate there. And by being open to these initiatives, we have also attracted the interest of European and pan-European funds that wants to include Greece as an investment territory in their radar. So I think this is also an achievement. The brain gain, as I mentioned, the quality of the fund managers, the availability of funds, and also our involvement, the participation in the modernization of the regulatory and legal framework, which is also something that we have to mention because we have a very competitive legal structure. We are creating more and more not only tax, but also regulatory incentives for the investors and the fund managers to operate.
Such as? Can you give an example?
The what?
Can you give an example, please?
For the tax incentives? Yes, there are tax incentives for the
and the regulatory.
For the business angels that was introduced yeah. like 3 years ago, and that is facilitating the entrance of business angels in Greece. Currently, we are... we are performing some improvements in the ACES legal structure framework that facilitate even further local and foreign investors to participate in these schemes. And just a note here that the introduction of the IKEA's legal structure 20 years ago brought Greece in the fourth country in ranking of having the most favorable investment framework. So this is also...
Reducing the regulatory framework because I'm a capital markets lawyer is key to make investments.
Okay. Yes, and also you have probably everybody has heard Ursula von der Leyen addressing the need for the support of the scale-ups and startups in Europe and perhaps to create a separate framework for the operation.
I'm not saying that we should forget about accountability, but you know, over-regulating a particular activity may have, you know, adverse effects, I think, my personal opinion. Thank you very much, all. I think from our discussion has been made clear that Greece is a solid investment proposition. Key strengths include our geopolitical position, political stability, and an investor-friendly government committed to reforms to boost sustainable economic growth. It is also clear that the institutions represented in our panel today are all capitalizing on these strengths and working together towards a common goal, to lead the country's economy, institutions, and society into a new era, leaving behind uncertainty and building the future Greece is entitled to, a future of reclaimed potential and optimal use of capacities. Many thanks a lot.